From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Pentagon's four-year defense review, delivered this week to Congress, makes homeland defense the top priority of the American military. Pentagon officials say they were committed to this goal even before last month's attacks in New York and Washington, but those attacks made the concept of homeland defense more meaningful. A sign of this new military orientation came today with an announcement from the Marine Corps that it's creating a new anti-terrorism brigade to be deployed here in the U.S. as well as overseas. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton has a report.
The Marines take pride in what they call their expeditionary tradition. They can be dispatched almost anywhere on short notice. But the new Marine Anti-Terrorism Brigade announced today is as likely to be deployed here in the United States as it is overseas. The brigade brings together existing units, for example, a chemical biological incident response force, as well as Marine security battalions trained to move in quickly after a terrorist attack somewhere. Brigadier General Douglas O'Dell, the new brigade commander, says it will beef up and broaden the Marines' anti-terrorism capabilities.
This is not a change in mission for us. This is just a restatement and definitively, loudly, that we are prepared to be vigilant with an attitude, and we got the muscle to back it up.
The Chemical Biological Incident Response Force includes Marines with decontamination skills and equipment. Other Marines in the anti-terrorist brigade will essentially be prepared to go to war in American cities should a terrorist attack occur.
This is really an enhancement of basic Marine skills. Marines are inherently good marksmen. We're going to make these Marines better marksmen. They know how to handle weapons with great confidence. We're going to make them even more confident in terms of the types of weapons they handle. We're going to make them better at operating in urban environments, which is where we think a lot of the challenges lie.
What's new about this homeland defense capability is that normally the regular U.S. military has not gotten involved in domestic affairs. That's generally left to local police departments, in some cases backed up by National Guard units. In fact, the Posse Comitatus law, passed in the 19th century, actually prohibits the U.S. military, in most cases, from being used for law enforcement purposes on U.S. territory. But with homeland defense, now a top national priority, the law is being reconsidered. At a Senate hearing today, Republican Senator John Warner of Virginia asked Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz whether the September 11th attacks show it's time to revise the Posse Comitatus law and allow the U.S. military to do more against U.S. enemies who strike inside the U.S. as the terrorists did on September 11th.
They came from the streets of the USA. It seems to me that when that type of thing happens, we have to bring together every asset of the United States of America, irrespective of where it comes, military, civilian, and the like. Do you agree with me? It's timely to take a look at this.
I agree very strongly. I mean, we in the Department of Defense assume that if we're hit with a catastrophe of the many kinds that unfortunately one can now imagine more vividly, that whatever people think beforehand, they're going to come and say, what can you do? And we, in certain areas, can do more than anyone else in the country because of the special capabilities we have.
Wolfowitz said he favors thinking through whether the relationship between civilian and military authorities may need to be changed in this country to better prepare it for another terrorist attack. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.